Ottawa's Alternative Rock Live 88.5, Our Lady Peace there, as fast as you can, which brings us to Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher. Hello, Jim.
Good morning.
Hey, okay, so tell us about the Lexus GS350 all-wheel drive.
Yeah, this is all new for 2013, and it's a really nice car. I mean, the GS has kind of been one of my favorite Lexi anyway. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a mid-sized sedan, and of course, a luxury sedan being a Lexus. And this year, they've given it a complete redesign inside and out, and it actually looks like a kind of a smaller version of the big LS460, which I think is a particularly handsome vehicle, and it drives really nicely. And they've even upped the one of the knocks against Lexus for quite a while has been the fact that, you know, they're kind of soft to drive, and they're right. Not really driver's cars, they're more luxury cars, and they've tried to address that with this one, including an L sporty model, which I didn't have. I'd like to try that one, because I found this one, just with the regular suspension and all that, to be a pretty nice drive. Right. 3.5 liter V6, it's about 305 horsepower, so it's got, you know, plenty of grunt for it. It has the new Lexus, they call it a spindle grill. To me, it looks like puckered lips or kind of like a fish-like thing. But if you get past that, and it's easy to get past that, and you don't see it from inside anyway.
It's kind of a flat-looking thing on the front, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of almost like, you know, I just slammed that into a wall. But the thing, it comes with a 6-speed automatic transmission, paddle shifters even, which is kind of unusual. And this one had not only a sport mode, which tightens up the engine and the transmission, mm-hmm. but a sport plus mode, something you'd expect on a Porsche, which also tightens up the suspension. And it's a double wishbone suspension up front, which is the race car kind of thing. Now, the sport plus mode was my preferred one, not surprisingly. Right. I still found it a little bit soft, but if you leave it in Sport Plus all the time, well, you have to turn it on every time you turn on the car.
Right.
But I found it just, it made the drive a lot more compelling. A really nice vehicle. Lots of room in it, lots of toys. Even got a cute little analog clock on the center of the dashboard now that they ripped off from Infiniti.
Right.
But it's, you know, it's just a beautiful car. Worked well. The Bluetooth was great. The voice recognition is getting better. I had complained about Lexus and Toyota for that quite a bit, but they're getting it together. Thing came in about $62,835.
Better come together for that.
Yes. Well, that included a $5,850 option package called the Luxury Package. You'd wonder why you'd need a luxury package on a luxury car, but
right.
I guess it made it even nicer. And that does give you the Sport Plus mode. Heated steering wheel, which I found interesting, does not work unless the temperature outside is cold enough that you might want to have a heated steering wheel.
Really? That's smart.
Yeah, I saw the little button on that and the little icon. I thought, this looks like it's heated steering wheel. So I turned it on. I expected, you know, smoke to start coming from my fingers, and it didn't until that night when the temperature went down, and it worked beautifully.
Oh, so you could leave that button depressed and it would just turn on automatically when it gets cold enough.
I tried to depress it, but it seemed just had such a positive attitude.
Now, would you say this car stacks up well in the category with other cars the same price?
I would say so. It would compete head-to-head with cars like the Mercedes E-Class, the Infiniti M-Class, which I think is a slightly nicer-looking car. But of the two, especially between the two Japanese, the Infiniti and the Lexus, I would pick the Lexus just because it doesn't have all the annoying nannies that the Infiniti has.
Right. Good stuff. All right, it's Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, who also got a chance to check out the new Passat TDI and his review coming up in just a moment. It's the Live 88.5 Startup.
15 degrees in Ottawa.
Live 88.5 Car Crasher, Jim Bray, his audio auto reviews every couple of weeks. You'll find a link for Jim at live885.com and then click on the Startup there. We got him on Skype here from Calgary, and the last car you had was the Passat TDI from Volkswagen.
I really like the Passat. I mean, I think it's, I have trouble finding a favorite Volkswagen, but I think the Passat would be close. My only real complaint about the Passat is that I find the suspension a little soft in it. It's not wallow soft, but just, you know, it could stand. If it had the Sport or Sport Plus setting like the Lexus we talked about a while ago, then I think that would improve it a little bit. Mm-hmm. However, that said, it was a very comfortable car. We picked it up in Vancouver, drove it down to Seattle to visit my son and his wife, and of course it was the diesel. We ended up putting just about 1,000 kilometers kilometers on it and spent about $61 on diesel fuel over the 5 days we had it. So I think that was pretty remarkable. And now the engine is, of course, a 2-liter diesel, only 140 horsepower, but it has, I don't remember the exact torque figure, but it is just unbelievable. It's 250. So you step on the 236 foot-pounds. Sorry, it just came to me. But you step on the gas on that thing, and it just goes along. I had no trouble keeping up with the freeways. We were actually driving along at, my wife called it breakneck speed. But we were just keeping up with traffic, and it did a beautiful job. A large back seat. At times, we had three people in the back seat, and none of them complained. Wow. I was really amazed by that. It's it's a beautiful car. It's nice to drive. Now, it doesn't have things like paddle shifters or that. You might be able to get them. I mean, this one we had was the Trendline Plus, which is basically the bottom of the line. So, you know, you get manual seats. You don't get leather interior and all that. But, you know, it came in at $30,000. And for $30,000, this is a lot of car. And, I mean, $61 for 1,000 kilometers of driving. You can't complain about that.
The fuel economy is great in these diesels, but they're also a lot cleaner, aren't they?
Well, that's right. They call it the clean diesel. And, you know, the old thing used to be, you know, the old rattling sound of the diesels and, you know, and the huge clouds of black smoke. Right. And those are things of the past. You would actually really... you'd never really know it was a diesel. I mean, it does have a little bit of the diesel sound, especially when it's cold. But to drive it, it's, you know, I have to admit, I mean, you have the choices of a 2.5-liter five-cylinder engine that you can get in this, or the diesel. And to me, the diesel would win hands down.
And when you think about buying a green car, because we've got no shortage of options these days, do you think this is about as green as you can get, or is there anything better out there?
Well, I would say it's probably as green as you can get. I mean, one thing I was amazed to find in Seattle was that the number of Nissan Leafs that were there, which is all electric, as well as the number of hybrids. I mean, it seemed like every third car was, you know, was a Prius. And I was amazed that you didn't see more diesels down there, because really, to me, it makes a lot more sense to get a diesel. Yeah, sure, you're still having to, you know, refine petroleum products, but you're getting great mileage. You're not spewing all the emissions that, as we talked about a minute ago, that you might assume with diesels. And the fact is that you don't have to pay that entry-level premium that you'd have to with a hybrid, or even more so with an electric car. I mean, $30,000 for this thing, whereas, you know, you're not going to get any, you might be able to get into a low-end Prius for around that or slightly more, but it's half the car.
Right. So in its class, with its price, how does it compete?
Oh, it competes very well. I mean, you're talking about Camry class. I mean, you can get into a Camry, I guess, for about the same price, or maybe a Kia Optima. Of those, boy, that'd be a tough decision. I really like the Camry SE, and that was around $32,000. So that's a gas engine again. So again, if you're thinking the environmental thing, to me, diesel is the way to go. And you don't have to worry about replacing batteries in 8 or 10 years.
Good stuff. Our Live 88.5 car crasher, Jim Bray. You can find his written reviews. Go to live88.5.com. And then click on the startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
An accident on the...